الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله النبي الكريم أما بعد. Yesterday we went over how النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم was as a father and a grandfather. Another characteristic of النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, and these characteristics as I mentioned before is not for us to just know but it's to actually act upon them inshallah. And that is the beauty of this deen, that Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a human being. He wasn't an angel. You know, in today when we read that they asked, that لَوْمَ تَعْتِينَ بِالْمَلَائِكِ, why didn't an angel come with him? Right? If he's truthful, إِنْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ, if he's truthful, why didn't an angel come with him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically sent us a human being that just like us, so we can follow the teachings of Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's things that we normally do. In other religions, they don't have this. In other religions, just following everything that the Prophet did is not a rewarding to them. How they enter the washroom, how they exit the washroom, doesn't matter. Oh no, he's a human being. They don't even quote those things. No, we don't want to talk about Jesus or Moses going to the bathroom. Why would we want to have that discussion? That's the beauty of this deen. That everything that Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did in his exact manner, in the way that he did it, is beloved to Allah. And one characteristic that Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had is how he treated the youngsters. In my opinion, or from what I have seen, those who start to become religious, they also have this stern and strict face. They have this scary face. You don't want to look at them. Whereas we mentioned earlier, Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always smiling. He even made the youngsters feel comfortable. So how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treated youngsters. There was one person, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go, you know, Ya Aba Umar, Ma Fa'al al-Nughair. And he would joke with him with his name, Umar al-Nughair. Or he would just play with the children. He would play with the small children. He would joke with them. He would laugh with them. He would smile with them. And he never treated them in a manner that would hurt them. See, children, they're 10, 15, even that teenage gap, they're going to do things that's going to annoy us. That's going to bother us. I mean, we think in our brain, do they have any sense? Do they know what they're doing? We go through those situations. But they're children. They're learning. You were a child one day, you're acting like you were perfect at 10. We're in 30s and 40s, and when a 10-year-old or 15-year-old does something that we did when we were 10 and 15, we get upset. When we become older, we forget how we were when we were youngsters. Oh no, I never did that. I used to be such a respectful child. I used to obey my parents. When my father spoke, I listened to him. All right. Come on. Get out of here. Every teenager goes through some kind of argument with their father. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he says, I serve khadimtu Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I did the khidmah of a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. If I did something wrong, he never said, oof. He never looked at me like, what are you doing? And if I did something in a manner that he didn't like, that was not preferred, in a manner that he would have done it, he never would say to me, why did you do it like this? Why didn't you do it like that? He never rebuked me. He never said anything to me. He let me do whatever I wanted. And if he wanted to teach me, he was the greatest of teachers. He taught me in the best of manners. So our children are going to do something wrong. They're bound to do something wrong. It's going to happen. It's okay. We need to look at them. We need to understand that their children and their upbringing is being done now. If a child drops a cup of water, don't yell at him. Talk to him. Okay, why did you do that? It was an accident. Try to be careful next time. Ah, now if you drop the cup of water, no one can say anything to you. But if your child drops the cup of water, you're gonna respond to them in a harsh tone. So when you drop it, and that has happened with me. My children will drop water, and a few days later I drop water. And why aren't you saying anything now? It's part of life. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, children, see, I'm not talking about our own children. I'm talking about children, period. When you come into this masjid, the children of this community, they're your children. We are all Muslims, we're all the same team. So the children of this community, how do we treat them? If they're being disrespectful, how do we talk to them?
Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that man lam yarham saghirana, that whosoever does not have mercy amongst the youngsters, then he's not from amongst us. And whosoever does not respect his elders is also not from amongst us. But that mercy for youngsters is needed. Because if the elders keep pushing the children away, then the children will not follow the guidance and the leadership of our elders. Because they don't like the way they treat them. Every time I try to go and have a conversation, or if I do something wrong, I dressed in a manner they didn't like. I said something they didn't like. They're so harsh to me. They're so harsh with me. They're not going to talk to you again. We have to talk to them in a manner that is understanding for them. With hikmah and wisdom. But to follow the teachings of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a child does something wrong, I'm not talking about our own children, I'm talking about children, period of this community and any community. When they do something wrong, use a different method of explaining to them, and instead of using that harsh, strict, anger, punishment tone. Let's have a conversation, talk to them. Go and joke with the children. Make the children of this community feel comfortable coming to the elders of this community. Because this ummah will only survive if we have the energy of the youngster and the wisdom of our elders. But if we don't have the wisdoms of our elders and we don't have the energy of our children, then this ummah can't go forward. It can't move forward. The elders are weaker and they're slower and the youngsters don't have wisdom. So we need the wisdom of the elders and the energy of our children and our youngsters. I just want to make it clear that I'm also from amongst the youngsters too, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people who live our lives in accordance to the teachings of the Quran and the sunnah of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakum Allahu khairan wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.